Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Top of the Whip Arounds. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Last night in Vegas, around 9:30-ish tip-off. Terps taking on number 12, Gonzaga. College basketball, Maryland coming off that, win against UNLV. Gutted it out. Found a way to get it done coming from behind a couple of times. They fell behind early against Gonzaga and never really got themselves into the game. And if you missed it, here's TNT. Some of the lowlights.
They've quieted down here last couple of minutes. Down to 4 seconds. This is Venters. Step back three. Splash! Creating his own shot.
True TV, I should say, as Gonzaga was lighting it up from beyond the arc. That was Venters at the end of the first half, and the buzzer put them up by 15. Closest Maryland got was 9 near the end of the first half. It was never really a game. Terps shoot 36% from the floor, 24% from beyond the arc, 18 turnovers, got out-rebounded by 10, 39-29. Buzz Williams was telling us last week that's been a problem for him. They'll get Solomon Washington back eventually. He suited up a couple of nights ago, didn't play against UNLV, didn't play last night against the Zags. Alabama tonight at midnight in the Players Era Tournament. Alabama's already won at Illinois, won at St. John's. Gonzaga beat them by 10 a couple of nights ago. They have the toughest strength of schedule so far in this early portion of the college basketball season. 13.5-point favorites. They shoot a ton of threes. High volume offense. They pounded inside. So it could be another long night for Buzz and his crew. And keep in mind, it's for everybody involved in the tournament. 3 straight games. Not even the NCAA tournament. Conference tournaments are like this. Mm-hmm. But the NCAA tournament, you get that day between. So Maryland up against it coming up tonight in Las Vegas against the Crimson Tide, ranked 8th in the country coming in too. This week, Maryland football. We'll do our picks here in a few minutes. They're at Detroit, taking on Michigan State. Terps are 4-7. Michigan State 3-8. Michigan State 3.5-point favorites. We already know the situation. Mike Locks, he's coming back. Maryland, a team that looked like had so much promise.
Yes.
Over a month or so ago, 4-0, up 20-0 over Washington. Now just trying to salvage something to close out the season.
It's crazy how it turned, because they were playing so well. On both sides of the ball, especially defensively, they were kicking butt, getting turnovers all the time. And then the Washington game, and Bob, we mentioned it before, they would have been playing Indiana with College Game Day here, both of them ranked and undefeated.
Well, they still had Nebraska in between, but they would have beat Washington. They're ranked that week at home, probably favored against Nebraska, a game they wound up losing late. And then the floodgates open, and here they are taking on Michigan State. And the Spartans are favored in this game at Ford Field. I'm guessing the fan enthusiasm is going to be rather tepid. 7 o'clock kickoff too.
And I imagine there won't be a lot. There will be a lot of people disguised as empty seats, Bob.
By the way, in college football tomorrow, Navy is at Memphis. Navy has a chance maybe to sneak into the playoffs. Those rankings came out last night as Tulane still gets that 12th seed. But you never know. I mean, Memphis lost to UAB on the road. Navy started undefeated. Then they got spanked by North Texas.
Yeah.
And then Notre Dame blew them out. National television. So we'll see what the midshipmen have going on here. High-powered offense there. But that's Thanksgiving night, which is tomorrow. Now, real quick, college basketball. Back to the men. Towson beat Liberty as we were on the air when it was happening, 72-69. They play San Diego coming up at noon. Terry's Chocolate Tournament will keep you up to date on that score as it starts on ESPN2. So if you're looking for a lot of college basketball, fun to watch on the tube. Loyola beat Washington College, 101-51. Drexel beat Morgan, 71-66. And Coppin, however, they got a win over Ryder, so congratulations to the Eagles. Jim Mora leaving UConn for Colorado State college football.
Yeah, and I've worked with Jim. Jim's a really good football coach, and he's got a ton of experience, and he did a phenomenal job. I mean, because Connecticut was what? UConn 1-10?
Travis Jones played in a lot of losing games.
Yes, and Jim turned that program around, made him 9-3 with no money.
Back-to-back years.
With no money. Now he's going to Colorado State, and they want to put money into the program. Dion, you better watch out for old Jim Mora.
North Texas coach, speaking of them, Eric Morris is going to take over in Oklahoma State, where they totally fell off a cliff this year.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, Okie State was always about Boone Pickens is their money guy, oil guy from Texas. I don't know if Boone is still alive or what, but that's kind of where they always got their money. Is Okie State a great job? No, but they can win 8-9.
Oh, Gundy had them, they get to the top 10. But when they, like Kiffin throughout his career, you get to that elite matchup. They always lost said game and. 10-2, 9-3. I mean, Maryland fans would take that in a friggin' heartbeat, wouldn't they?
Bob, you know who was the coach? Jimmy Johnson was coach there.
Yeah, and then went to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
NBA. The NBA Cup, as a matter of fact. The Wizards. Where'd this come from? They beat the Hawks last night, 132-113. CJ McCollum, 46 points.
Wow.
5 boards, 4 assists. As the Wizards break a 14-game losing streak against Atlanta. Cam Whitmore, he had a steal and a block in his minutes there. Bob Carrington, 10 points, 6 assists. So the Baltimore guys not getting a lot of run with the Washington Wizards here at this early stage. And back to college football real quick. We're bouncing around. I know I apologize. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, Georgia, Texas Tech, top 5.
In the unchanged.
Latest playoff rankings, but BYU could get Texas Tech. Miami's in, but are they really? And same with Tulane and the American.
Bob, you know what's crazy was I was listening to Heather Dinich this morning, and she was talking about how, like, Notre Dame could get bounced, you know, if, like, say, Michigan beats, or no, BYU gets in. If there's two teams from the Big 12 get in, Notre Dame could get bounced.
Yeah, because Texas Tech beat BYU handily a couple weeks back, but they could rematch in the conference championship game, and there you go. When we come back, Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals. Their defense, they're statistically rated poorly. They've earned these rankings. He's going to explain why, and then we'll do our picks at 11:45. Then I'm out of here for an hour. Cordell's going to be in. Cordell Woodland. He's going to have news from the Nets buy or sell. AJ Gersh, Fox 45. More Ravens film. I'll be back in one. Just listen. You'll see what's going on.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.